Hi everyone. Oh, I'll just wait a moment. I'm good? Okay, cool. It sounds very different up here to down there. So. hi everyone, my name is Catherine. You might also know me as Kat. Great to be with you tonight and share with you about this particular parable. So I'll start off by reading from our passage tonight, which is Luke 18, 1-8. You may be familiar with this as being called the parable of the persistent widow. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time he refused. But finally, he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually come and attack me.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?'" Well, I'd like to give you a moment to have a look back over this parable, and I want you to see if you have any ideas as to why Jesus might have shared it with his followers. Take a moment. You might have picked up on something right there in the first verse. I've joked with a couple of people as I've been preparing this that first slide I could potentially change and say not so complex parables. It's not meant to be arrogant. It's not that I have some amazing insight to parables and understand what they mean, but it's just to highlight that in this particular parable, Jesus does something that's a little bit unusual for when he tells a parable, and we actually get told exactly why he's done it. So verse 1, Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and don't give up. So that was pretty straightforward. I mean, might be like the quickest sermon that we've had for a while. I can just grab a seat and we'll finish early. Well, why? Why might we be looking at this parable today? Why is it relevant to us if it's so straightforward? Well, the reality that we live in is that we don't always pray and we do give up. You might be the person, for example, who takes matters into your own hands in a situation. Maybe you act before you've reflected or taken time to think about it, or maybe before you've taken it to God. Or maybe you've found yourself saying a sentence like this: "I've prayed and nothing has changed. I've prayed so many times and nothing has changed." I certainly fit into both of these categories at times. And maybe you also identify with them. If so, then this message, this parable, is for you as well. Like me, there might be a bunch of questions coming up for you when you read this parable. A few questions that I have include: what has happened to the widow? Is it important where this story sits in terms of other stories before and after it? Are they related? Is there some sort of theme? Who is her adversary? Where are they? What have they done? This word justice is used many times throughout the parable, and I know that there are different words for justice, different types of justice. And so what does justice mean in this context? Why would the disciples give up? Why would they stop praying? Why wouldn't they always pray? What's Jesus concerned about? Is there something that's going to happen or is happening? Or why does he feel the need to encourage them with this? What do we learn about God? What do we learn about people? What does faith mean in this context? And what is up with that last verse? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? It just feels a little bit random. Well, we're going to jump in, and hopefully some of these questions will start to have some answers as we go. I'm going to focus tonight on what it is that Jesus is wanting to communicate to his followers. We've already looked at the main obvious parts, to always pray and not give up. But what else is there for us to learn from this parable? The first thing I really started to notice when reflecting on this parable is this idea of not stepping into God's role. Verse 3 tells us there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him, the judge, with the plea, "Grant me justice against my adversary." She's called persistent. That word can also be sort of thought of as nagging or pestering. But the thing that I noticed when I was reflecting on this parable and working through it is that no point in the story does the widow take on a role or a responsibility that isn't hers. Even though the judge keeps putting her off and keeps putting her off for a long time in delivering justice, she never once takes matters into her own hands, but continues to put her trust in the process and continues to ask or even demand that the judge does what he's supposed to do. Grant me justice against my adversary. We're even told that the judge has the thought where he mentions his concern that he better do it in case she comes and attacks him. I found this challenging. Maybe you do too. Why? Because we don't always do this. We don't always stay in our role. We sometimes try and step into God's. There have been many times in my life where I have witnessed or been part of an unjust or unfair situation. And there have been many times where I've taken matters into my own hands seeking justice. Now, this is not necessarily wrong. There are many places in the Bible where we're told to be people who seek after justice. And for those of you who know me well, you know it's something that I'm very passionate about. However, this parable challenges me to ask myself, in certain situations, was I trusting God, who is good, kind, compassionate, wise, a God of justice, to deal with the situation on my behalf? Did I seek his wisdom? Did I ask him in prayer to intervene? And when I didn't see an answer to that prayer, did I persist in asking? Or did I give up, lose heart, and take matters into my own hands? Did I step outside of my role and into God's role as the one who judges? The second point I want to talk about is that we are told to not lose heart. Again, in verse 1, as we've already seen, Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Something I really love about Jesus is that he is under no illusion that things will be easy or straightforward or encouraging all of the time. He knows this very personally. If we think about his life and his ministry, he's betrayed, abandoned, ridiculed, he gets beaten up, he gets spat on, and ultimately he's publicly executed. He knows intimately the challenges we face in life, and he knows exactly what it is like to be an innocent victim who appears to not be receiving justice. So here in this part of Luke, he takes the time to encourage and remind his followers not to give up praying. Why is he concerned about this? Because we do give up. I remember praying with a friend once when I was going through some pretty long-term challenging stuff. What I distinctly remember was her praying for me. I had this moment during that prayer where I was so envious of how much she believed that God would intervene and answer those prayers. I remember how much I wanted to believe that God would intervene and answer those prayers. I remember asking close friends basically to pray for me and the situation that I was in because I couldn't do it for myself. I had given up. I remember being in church and listening to songs like the one we sang tonight, the ones we've sung tonight, and standing there and saying, God, I can't sing this. It's too hard. I had experienced what felt like a massive delay, an unjust delay in God answering heartfelt prayers, bringing about justice or restoration or something good. That I'd reached a point where I felt completely forgotten and overlooked. Perhaps that's something that the widow could relate to. The word give up or lose heart in this passage can also mean to be utterly spiritless. I had reached a point where I believed a lot of lies about who God is and what he is like. I had allowed myself to believe that God was just like the unjust judge. Cold, uncaring, distant, not interested in me or in my plea for justice. But the gloriously good news is that God is nothing like the unjust judge. Something really important for us to understand about this parable is that many of Jesus's parables are analogies where he's drawing out similarities between things. So an example is when he tells parables about the kingdom of heaven, and he says things like, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. The kingdom of heaven is like, and he tells a story. In those parables, he's helping us to draw a comparison, to take something familiar that we understand, that's tangible, and to bring in sort of a difficult to understand concept and helping us compare them and see how they're like each other. But in this parable, Jesus's point is that God is so much more, so much better than the character being presented to us in the story. We can trust God to bring justice because of his character. One of the questions this parable brought up for me is how the word faith is being used in the story. It's a Greek word, which can mean assurance, belief, or moral conviction. Faith is trust in the character of one who can be relied upon. Trust in the character of one who can be relied upon. This is probably the most important thing for us to walk away with today. The reason that Jesus is telling us to always pray and not give up is because even though things might look terrible, we can trust God's character. And specifically, we can trust that God will bring justice because of his character. If we look back at the passage, we can look at the contrast between the character of the judge and God's character. For some time, the judge refused, but finally he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually come and attack me." And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly." The judge does the right thing because of self-interest and because the widow is bothering him. He's even scared that she might attack him. If even he is able to do the right thing for all the wrong reasons, how much more will God listen and answer the cry for justice for people who he loves? Jesus emphatically answers his own question that God will bring justice and quickly. God is a God who sees and hears and knows. Throughout the Bible, we are told again and again and again about God's character. I've done a brief search on BibleGateway.com of some particular words and pulled out some relevant examples, but these are just a few of so many. Psalm 86:15 says, "But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness." In Genesis 21:17, we read a story about a mother and her small child wandering in the desert, and they have run out of water. And the passage says, "God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, 'What is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there.'" Romans 8:39 says, "Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." 1 John 4:16, "And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them." Psalm 50 verse 6, "And the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for he is a God of justice." Isaiah 30 verse 18, "Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore he will rise up to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him." God is not withholding good. God is not delaying. Part of why that sometimes feels so, so true is because we live in the now and the not yet. This period of history where Jesus has died and risen and we've been reconciled to God, but we still live in an imperfect world. This is why Jesus was so concerned in encouraging and reminding his disciples to pray and not give up, because he knew it was going to be hard. But we are also promised by a faithful God that perfect justice will come and those prayers will be answered. As I finish, I want to address the final verse about faith, which sort of feels a bit tacked on, like maybe it's not supposed to be there or it's the start of a new topic or story. This verse is the second half of the final verse. "However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" Something interesting is this question about faith and faith being shown has come up in some stories just before this parable. And it's a bit of a theme that's running through. Persisting in prayer and not giving up, trusting in God's character, is an outworking or demonstration of our faith. Persistent prayer is not passive. It's an active thing and it's hard to do. So what Jesus is asking, the point of this final sentence, this final thought, is will this faith, this persistent prayer, this trusting in God, will it be evident over time? God is a God who we can trust. We're shown time and time again throughout the Bible his character, that he is one who is worthy of our trust, and he is one who is deeply, deeply concerned with justice. I'm going to pray to close, particularly that God would help us to continue to be encouraged in those prayers that perhaps we've only started praying, or those prayers that we've been praying for many, many years. Please join with me. God, thank you for the persistent widow. Thank you for what you teach us through this story. Thank you that Jesus recognizes that trusting you and persisting in prayer and not giving up can be really challenging. God, thank you that you're a God who longs to be gracious to us. Thank you that you rise to show us compassion. Thank you, God, that you are a God of justice. We pray that by your Spirit you would encourage us, that we would continue to always pray and to never give up. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.